Who's spreading COVID-19? People with clear symptoms who mix with other people are obviously doing so. However, there's a serious concern that people with no or minimal symptoms may spread the disease. Now there is a quantitative estimate. Researchers from the UK, US, Hong Kong, and mainland China analyzed data from China's outbreak. They had the data from 1.73 billion travel events among 375 Chinese cities by Chinese citizens. Yes, they know where you are. On top of medical data, they had to estimate several key parameters, but the simulations of actual cases in a model gave robust results. Before the travel restrictions were imposed, people with documented disease spread it to an average of 2.4 other people. People with undocumented disease spread it to an average of only a bit over half as many other people. But remember, there are a lot more of them. In fact, six times as many, as it turned out. The researchers also extracted estimates of incubation time, 3.7 days, and the infectious period, 3.5 days. The people with undocumented disease were responsible for 79% of all infections. For the first 2 weeks after the draconian travel restrictions were imposed, only 30% of infections slipped by without being detected, and the net spread dropped to about one other person for each infected person. Here's a potent argument for continued social distancing and other measures, and maybe for states closing borders to states opening up prematurely. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.